Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, where every week our crew of intrepid dipshits blather on about all manner of gaming topics, as if they actually have something useful to say. Really, it is just the worst when it comes to podcasts, but here's an idea. Turn it into a drinking game. Every time they say something stupid, take a drink. But seriously, don't do that. Your liver will thank you.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Billis.
And boy, did our last recording go poorly. But you won't know the mess up that happened because I'm editing it out. But I hope that never happens again.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Let's just say Discord shit the bed. And it showed Billis is talking, just his audio stopped coming through. And the frustration that occurred in Scormy's head was insane. But, yeah, as a live streamer, I should know that, you know, things can and do break down. Things don't go as planned. Things mess up, especially software and whatnot. But, yeah, that one kind of kicked me in the balls.
Well, let's just hope it doesn't happen anymore.
Yes. Hey, but speaking about live streaming, figure we do something a little different today, a little off the cuff, a little more, you know how we do the advice to new game masters or advice to new players of role-playing games, things like that?
Yeah.
I figured I would give some advice to new live streamers from someone who's really bad at it, because okay. I am.
Good, because I thought you might have been talking about me, because I don't game live stream at all.
No.
So I'm really bad at it.
It's fun. But, this is basically came up because I've been a little frustrated with some of the people that are supposedly out there to help small streamers, the people that are giving advice. It's a little frustrating to me seeing them either regurgitate the same things over and over, or when they do something different, it's usually not to the benefit of the small live streamer. For example, you'll hear a lot from some of these moderate to big live streamers that, oh, you know, it doesn't matter what you play. The people are there to watch you, not the game you're playing. And yes, that's true. In the end, they're there to see you. But if you're playing a game like, you know, World of Warcraft, for example, which is there's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of other people live streaming, you better have an audience first, or no one's going to know where you are. Because I guarantee you, nobody's scrolling to the bottom of the screen to find you. They're going to go watch Asmongold or some other big WoW live streamer. Because, well, that's who's right there. When they go to the World of Warcraft section, bam, that person's got thousands of people watching him, so they'll go hang out with them. And that's part of the problem. Now, a lot of people will tell you, don't stream saturated games like World of Warcraft. Fine, that's great. That's pretty common knowledge. But what I'm saying is, your personality ain't going to be enough. If you pick some unsaturated game that's small, just because, you know, it's not saturated doesn't mean you're going to get a viewership. If you're playing some game that nobody gives a damn about, they're not going to come watch you because they're not looking for that game. If you happen to somehow catch their attention, or you already have some people that have seen you before, then you might have some viewership, which might get things moving. But yeah, no. Not really. It's you're screwing yourself. Best thing to do is find a nice, moderately popular game on Twitch that doesn't have a lot of people streaming it. If you can find a fucking unicorn like a popular game that only has less than 15 people streaming it, well, you're golden. But it's a fucking unicorn. You're never going to find that. There are tools that can help you with this, though. I used to use this tool a lot I don't so much anymore because it can be hit or miss sometimes with its accuracy. But where is it? Twitch Strike, which is at, strangely enough, twitchstrike.com. You sign into that with your Twitch account, and then you punch in, you create your collection of games, the games you want to play, the games you want to live stream, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it will tell you what times of days would be the best times to stream it, how popular it is at different times of day, different days of the week, that sort of thing. And it'll, I mean, if I sign in right now, takes a moment, I can go to my games, and it currently tells me that Rift is a dead game. Zero channels are streaming it, zero views, it has a ratio of zero.
Wow.
Which is interesting because I streamed Rift on Saturday morning, this, you know, when we were recording this, and while it wasn't as big as some of my other games that I play, it wasn't dead. Now they'll say, well, that's at this moment. Sure. But if I logged into it, and here's the big lie, if I log into that game, suddenly there's one channel streaming Rift. Now the people that are interested in Rift, that are actually looking for it, won't go log into search for Rift and go, oh, there's nobody playing it, and move on. They'll go, oh, look, somebody's playing Rift, and now I'm the only person streaming it. And maybe there's only a few people that jump in during that time. But the more people that are there, the more people actually will come in.
Well, and with those few people who did come in, they get to see who you are, see what you do, and they can decide whether they want to follow you to other games.
Bingo. But I mentioned ratio before, right?
Hmm?
And that's basically the number of views divided by the number of channels that are streaming that game, right?
Right.
It's just an average of, if you were to average the players out across all the channels, which never happens. The majority will be at the top, and the bottom will have zero or none, or maybe just a right. couple viewers. That's it. Well, it goes by ratio, primarily, Twitch Strike does, to tell you which games are best to stream. And it'll tell me that Hearthstone and Gwent are the top games that I should be streaming right now. Hearthstone has a ratio of 104. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
There's 309 channels streaming it. I guarantee you, since there's, you see, like, when you initially log into Twitch and you check a channel, you'll see 15 channels, the top 15. You have to scroll down to see the rest. People aren't going to scroll down 20 times to see my sorry butt at the bottom. So it may say that's the number one channel for me, a number one game for me to be streaming right now. I guarantee you it's the worst. Gwent only has 19 channels with a ratio of 33. That's pretty good, right? I might get four people watching me. Elder Scrolls Online, ratio of 11. That's not bad. I'll get five or six, maybe at most. That's mostly because of my own viewers. Guild Wars 2 has a ratio of 13, but has 60 channels. Only 806 viewers to divvy out between them. Okay, I do okay with that. Then, in fifth place, out of nine games, it lists Lord of the Rings Online. I guarantee you, if I got on Lord of the Rings Online, I'd be in the top three right now. Because there's only eight channels going, and my viewers tend to like some Lord of the Rings Online. So I'd have a pretty good thing, but there'd be a bunch of other people below me with zero or one or two. Because that's how it works.
You've been doing LOTRO for a long time.
Well, yeah. I've only been streaming for about a year, but most of that has been Lord of the Rings Online for the most part. Here and there. I'm still a variety stream.
Well, yeah, but you picked up a lot of your fans just from your podcasts and blogs about Lord of the Rings Online.
Yeah. What's, in my opinion, more of an importance is to try to get people to watch you, get somebody to view you. And if that means playing a World of Warcraft or a League of Legends or some other game that's got thousands of people streaming it, if it means just doing that to get an eyeball potentially on you, because you will see some people that kind of randomly go through and find players down at the bottom to watch. Just get a little start. Something. That's fine. You don't want to do it all the time, but just, you got to get a community started. And you don't want to jump into, well, Rift or Secret World Legends, because they have almost nobody streaming them and almost nobody watching them. But you, on the other hand, if you did play them, you could reap some immediate benefits by being the person that just happens to be streaming it when somebody else is looking for that game. So what I'm saying is, don't go too obscure. And don't go, well, I only play Fortnite, so that's all I'm going to do. Because I'm going to say, well, you're hopeless then. Oh, what was that other point? Oh, yes, Twitter. Lies.
Okay.
I will always tell people, you want to network to do anything in social media, which, don't fool yourself, Twitch is, like YouTube, a social media platform. So you need to network. You need to make friends with other content creators. You need to get your name out there, get your views out there. So I will tell people, Instagram and Twitter, or at least Twitter. I won't do Instagram because I'm too old for Instagram. People look at me funny, think I'm weird. But Twitter, I can do Twitter. And there's lots of other weird people like me on there. Point is,
really?
Yeah. You get out there and you get your name out there. You make sure to use hashtag whatever if you're going to play a game. Like if I was going to launch my game in a few minutes, if I was going to launch my stream, I'd say something funny, you know, some quip about something. Hey, I'm going to play hashtag Lotro badly in 5 minutes. Come watch me fail on hashtag Twitch at, and then put a link to my Twitch channel. Right. So if somebody, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah. So mainly if somebody's looking for hashtag Lotro or hashtag Twitch, they might, at that moment, they might just happen to see you pop up there and then they go, oh, click your link and go see your stream. And you have to do that every time. And that's great. That's networking. That's getting your name out there. You also, a lot of streamers will say, well, these big ones, they'll say, well, for advice, I'd say you got to go and hang out in other streamers' channels. You got to support them and then they'll come support you. Wrong. Nope. Well, yes, it is good to go and support your friends. It's bad when some moderate to large Twitch streamer giving help to the small streamers on Twitter or in YouTube says, hey, come hang out in my stream and meet the people in my chat. Don't go advertising your chat because, well, I'll agree. That's a faux pas. You do not advertise your Twitch channel in somebody else's. That's not cool. But you make friends with people in the chat. You make friends with the streamer. That's the idea, right? And then they'll come and support you and maybe some of the people in the chat that already support this big streamer. Then maybe they'll come and help you and everything will be all wine and roses and yeah. Okay, so now you've got a couple thousand young streamers, these new streamers, looking for help from insert name X here, because I'm not going to throw out people's names and, you know, kick them in the jumblies like that, but they know they're wrong and they should admit it. All these people come up and go into that person's stream, and now they're getting huge views, which helps their bottom line, and, oh, you're seeing all those ads, which are making the money. Yeah, it's a scam. Same way with you see these guys that'll go, hey, I'm here to support small streamers, again on Twitter. And they'll say, here's what we're going to do. What you should do is comment down on this thread something about yourself and throw in your Twitch chat link, right? But first, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Twitch and to like and retweet this thread so other people see it. And then what you do is you go into everybody else in the thread and you click on and follow them on Twitch so that everybody's helping everybody. Sounds good. Sounds like a way for everybody to get hundreds, if not more, followers.
Mm-hmm.
Except, first of all, the majority of those people aren't going to come and actually watch your channel. It's not going to help you get the average of 3 views per month that you need, 3 views per stream per month that you need to get affiliate. Oh, you might get your 50 followers for affiliate. Great. Beyond that, doesn't help you. And they're never going to come back. And most likely, you're not going to go to most of their channels. So you're not really helping them. But you know who does get helped? The guy who started the thread. Because he gets followed by everybody. And he gets retweeted. So that by all these people. So he's getting hundreds, if not thousands, of retweets. And hundreds, if not thousands, of followers. Which gives him clout on Twitter. Gives, you know, gets his name out there. So more people are watching his streams. Which ends up with money in his pocket.
Well, if it works, it works.
It's a freaking pyramid scheme. He's the only one who benefits at the top. And the further down you go, less and less support. What's worse is when you see the guys that say, hey, you know, follow me on Twitch and on Twitter and, you know, retweet this. And I'll be doing a giveaway for all the people that do that of this new gaming chair or this headset, because all of a sudden I need a new headset, and you know, this or that or the other. They promise the world and they never deliver. But what's worse is the ones that say, I will, if you do these things, I will host you, which gets follows. I will do raids of your streams. I will come by. I will support you. I will bring viewers to your channel. And when you go to their channel to see if they're doing call-outs and things like that, they are. And I went and checked, and the majority of the people they're doing call-outs for to drive viewers to those people are people in their fucking stream team. They're getting thousands of newbies in to watch their stream, getting them views, making them money, and then they start hyping their buddies. It looks like they're hyping other small streamers, but they're just smaller than him, and they're his friends.
It's a shame.
It's, you cannot trust Twitter. Go out there, use it as a means to meet people, by all means. Use it as a means to get your name out there, get your, you know, when you're going to be streaming, advertise, by all means, use it that way. Same with Instagram. That's fine. But when these guys come along saying they'll help you out, that they're going to have your back, no, they won't. And this isn't, you know, oh, you sound bitter and jaded. Jaded, yes. Bitter, not so much. I just see it as, wow, that's a really fucked up thing to do to somebody. Some, gotta admit, most likely some poor kid out there who just wants to stream and have some fun,
mm-hmm,
and wants to succeed. You know, they want to, you know, I'm not saying they
want, dream.
They don't want to be necessarily the next ninja, but they want to, or actually Tfue, because ninja's falling by the wayside, but whatever. They may not necessarily want to be that, but they want it to be big. They want to, you know, succeed. And you're using them for your own gain. That is fucked up. And it's not just on Twitter. I watch these goddamn, strangely enough, how to succeed on Twitch videos on YouTube. I'll see these people and they give, like I said, the same old boilerplate responses. You know, don't play oversaturated games. don't do this, don't do that, but do this. Oh, and while you're at it, if you go, and they'll have links for ways to help you out in their in the first top of the comments, in their description or whatever, and those all take them to, oh, hey, would you like to sign up on my Patreon? For just $5 a month, I will give you one-on-one coaching so you can be successful on Twitch.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah. Basically, they're advertisements. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And again, kind of fucked up.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, it makes me want to just walk away from the whole thing. Because it's sickening to see how people are just, oh, it's the industry. No, it's not. Common fucking decency.
It's not common.
The majority of people on Twitch are not me, all right? They're not. But they are kids, mostly from 25 down, age 25 and younger. And some of them are really fucking young. I mean, you'll see like 7-8-year-olds. They're not supposed to be there, but they are. And they got dreams. They're playing their Fortnite and they're having fun. And they have dreams of being the next big thing on YouTube streaming or on Twitch or Mixer or whatever. And they're being taken advantage of. And it really bugs me. Bugs me to no end. Almost as much as booby streamers. Because this is what's going to be my number one piece of advice. If you want to succeed on Twitch, have breasts. No, it's, and I'm not saying you have to go out there and expose anything or be a cam girl or anything like that. I'm not. And nor am I saying that all women are thoughts or cam girls or anything like that. I'm saying nothing like that. Hell, I'm trying to convince my sweetie, Ten Knife, to go back to streaming. Because I think she'd have fun with it, and I mean, she's playing games anyway. She might as well be streaming, right? If she would have fun with it, because I know she has friends there. So, yeah, good times, right? But here's the thing.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're a guy, I'm gonna be honest, and you're starting out on Twitch, you will have a more difficult time making it, quote unquote, which is to affiliate or to become a partner than a woman or a girl. All things being equal, there's just more people wanting to view female streamers. Doesn't matter if they're playing video games, IRL, doing crafting, whatever, just chatting, all that. And of course, immediately people think, oh, you're talking about thoughts. No, I'm not. I'm talking about just in general. And I've seen this through my own view of things from when I started about a year ago to now. In that year, I've seen a lot of people that have come up in that time that have started out. Some have fallen off. Some have, you know, I'm not seeing, of course, everybody, but in the groups I'm in, the following people on Twitter and seeing all this stuff, every female streamer that I've seen come up has made affiliate in no more than weeks. A good majority of them made partner within months. And while that's not universal, I have a friend who has been doing Twitch longer than I have and has less followers than me. Just she doesn't stream that much anymore. But, you know, it took her forever to make affiliate. So it's not universal. But in general, I'm saying, from what I've seen in my experience, female streamers, excuse me, had a sneeze, have an easier time of it. Not an easier time of it, because that's really subjective. It's not fair to say it's an easier time because everybody struggles.
Well, they also have to deal with rape threats and death threats and everything else just because they're female.
Yes, it's a whole different thing. But if you're looking at streamers going from zero to affiliate and then up to patron, sorry, not patron, partner, the odds are women will make it to affiliate faster, will gather followers faster because, well, they see, especially if they have a face reveal, because when you're going through and you're looking through the games, right? Maybe World of Warcraft, and you see dude. Oh, hey, there's a female. There's a woman playing. Okay, click. There's somebody watching. There's more views. There's more eyeballs. I don't know why specifically that is. Maybe it's horny dudes just, you know, looking for fat material. Maybe it's, you know, somebody wanting to see that streamer. I don't know. It could be a variety of different reasons. Just maybe it's just, oh, you know, there's many more dudes streaming than there are women. I don't know.
I think it's they just need to have, you know, a woman's voice. They just need to hear a woman. It's not sexual. It has a completely different effect. You know, listen to this, you know, talking about a game and blah, 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 blah. It has a different effect on a person.
Sure. And it could be just as simple as another point being there's, yeah, it's like 51% of the population is female, right?
Yeah.
Roughly. I mean, don't want to misgender anybody, but I'm just saying. And if you've got these, you know, women coming on watching Twitch, they're going to be more likely to want to watch someone like themselves. They'll go, oh, look, there's a woman streaming. I'll watch that. Why watch the Sausage Fest, which is elsewhere? They may want to, too. But why do that when they can support this woman?
Well, I have, when I'm trying to get past a certain point in a game, I'm trying to figure out how to beat this one puzzle in the game.
Right.
There's a female gamer named Ayin. I can't remember her URL or whatever it is.
That's fine.
But I've listened to some of the guys who are gaming, and they're not very, they don't explain what they're doing. They just draw this little line, and they go to here, and they go to here. With most of her videos, she will explain, you know, she's starting at this point, she's going to this point, and she's going to use this to get to here, and then go to here. If not verbally, she will show what she's doing in a slower progression. It's not just they're going balls out from point A to point B as fast as they can with as little instruction as possible. You're just supposed to get it because you're watching them play. And I stopped watching all of them because I get a lot more information by watching hers. If you ask me what she looks like, I can tell you she has dark hair. And it's her voice is kind of annoying because it's kind of this nasally tone, but I'm getting a lot of good information from her videos.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're running late, so I should probably stop ranting about this, but
okay.
I will finish up by saying if you are at all, even if you're not interested in streaming, never hurts to give it a try, because it can be fun. You don't have to have the best setup or anything like that. Just try. Just do it and see what happens. You don't like it, you don't like it. If you do, come back and listen to me some more, and I'll give you more bad advice.
He's good at that.
I am good at that. Anyway, till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you got this far. I'm impressed. Also, if you decided to play the drinking game, please get yourself to a hospital right away. No human should ever drink that much alcohol. If you actually enjoyed this travesty of a podcast, please drop by our website at scoreme.com, which could inspire a drinking game of its own.